Glossary. Age keepers, a sect of esoteric historians who keep and update the official records of Arth. It is the age keepers who define when an age begins and ends. Almatra, technically the highest ranked elven god, as the queen of the pantheon, the All-Mother and her followers are really impoverished outcasts. The scriptures say that she went mad after the All-Father's betrayal. Al-Thaddan, once called the All-Father, the High God was once the king of the pantheon. He is said to have been Arth's greatest defender against the forces of Manon until he colluded with the Dark Lord during the War of Betrayal in the Third Age. According to the Age Keepers, Al-Thaddan was struck down along with all the Sten at the end of the war. Andoran, capital of the Freedlands, built in a cleft of Mount Windspar between the ridge and the wall. Arth, a world much like Earth, but with more magic and fewer vowels. Bannerman, the Bannermen are the town guard, armies, and other armed officials of the Freedlands. Every branch of every civic organization within the Freedlands is required to maintain some number of armed men who may be called to arms when fealty demands it. Each Bannerman is loyal to such a company, which is loyal to a city, which is loyal to Andoran, which is loyal to the Freedlands. In this way, each Bannerman serves his country as well as his city-state. Bugbear. Neither a bug nor a bear, but instead a rather large breed of demi-gnoll. Class. Professional heroes fall into a variety of classes, e.g. warrior, mage, and subclasses, e.g. swordsman, pyromancer, largely distinguished by the methods they use to kill monsters. Doppelganger. A widely distrusted race of shapeshifters, widely believed to have been created as infiltrators for Manon's armies in the War of Betrayal. Doppelgangers would make ideal diplomats, were they not such ideal spies, double agents, and assassins as well. Dragon. Great reptiles that command the elements, most famously fire. It is well known that dragons slumber deep beneath the ground atop great mounds of treasure, and it is universally agreed that it's always best to let sleeping dragons lie. Drakes. Dragon kin that are much like full dragons, except smaller, weaker, and nowhere near as smart. Drakes still pose a significant threat, however, especially when encountered in their native element. Dwarf. Dwarves are shorter than elves and humans, but as dwarves stand almost twice as wide at the shoulder and are famous for violent grudges, it's generally best not to mention that. Rigid, industrious, and usually stoic, dwarves live in massive clan homes dug under the mountains. To the puzzlement of many of the other races of man, there are no dwarven women. Elf. The most enigmatic of the children of light have sharp angular features but flowing graceful movements. They live in tree huts where they have accumulated untold wealth. They are immortal and yet innocent, playful yet powerful, whimsical yet wise. Above all, they are infuriating to almost everyone who is not an elf. Elves all belong to houses, each of which swears fealty to a great house. Of course, elven fealty shifts frequently, and so the elven houses are forever in flux, playing games of intrigue and power. Elixir, a miraculous healing potion brewed by magical means, elixir, or salve, can close wounds, restore organs, and even regrow lost limbs if consumed soon enough after an injury. It's nearly as effective as it is addictive. The Empire. Usually referred to as the Southern Empire or the Desert Empire, the Empire is the remnant of the Empire of Man. The Empire of Man. An ancient nation that once ruled most of Arth, but was dismantled when the Freedlands and other provinces rose against it. The Freedlands, the most powerful nation on Arth, the Freedlands is a federation of semi-autonomous city-states. The Freedlands has a small centralized government, ruled by a king set in Andoran, that regulates the powerful guilds, associations, and corporations that do business in all of the Freedlands and beyond. Falgen. Falgen, also called the Underglow or Father Tinderhope, is the dwarven god of light. He rules over candles in the darkness, purity among corruption, truth amid lies. Among the dwarves, he is a favorite of miners and heroes. Gilton, the currency of the Freedlands, long considered the standard for all of Arth. The common symbol is G, as in 5G. One gilton is 10 silver shillings. One shilling is 10 copper cents. Knoll, a race of Shadowkin with canine traits, once known as Clan Galden, or the Golden Gnomes. Knolls were bred for a variety of purposes in the War of Betrayal, and many of these breeds, technically known as demi-knolls, are still around today. Gnome. Gnomes take as many shapes and sizes as the clouds in the sky. While their legends hold that gnomes once shared a common ancestor, the great gnomish clans have all become their own sub-races. Be that as it may, it's proper to refer to any of them as a gnome, be they a halfling, to a tinderkin, to a deep gnome. Said subraces are often used interchangeably with clan names. All gnomes stand shorter than most humans, and most are shorter than dwarves. Goblin, a race of Shadowkin that was once the lost clans of the dwarves. Goblins are short, scrawny, pot-bellied creatures. Their skin is green and clammy, their limbs are spindly and clamoring. Goblins excel at little, except breeding, at which they are amazing. A handful of goblins can be a tribe in just a few short years. Golem. Enchanted automatons created by the Scribkin, golems serve many useful purposes across Arth. Griffin. It is said that a griffin is a lion with the head, talons, and wings of an eagle, but the Zoological Society of Manchester has determined that a griffin is in actuality a giant eagle with a lion's butt. Gremlins, a race of Shadowkin with both feline and lizard-like qualities, once known as Clan Remlon, or Moon Gnomes. Gremlins are known for their inquisitive nature, their mastery of bioengineering, and their tenuous grasp of ethics. Over the centuries, they've created a multitude of gremlin variants, from the acid-spitting bile-belly gremlins, to hulking brute gremlins, to spry and acrobatic stablins, and so on. While some scholars have meticulously documented these variants over the years, most people recognize them all as gremlins, and accept a wide degree of surprises when dealing with them. Halfling. Halflings are gnomes of Clan Hofflin. They have round features, pot bellies, and curly brown hair, even on the tops of their feet. While generally well-natured, halflings are averse to manual labor, or indeed anything that isn't comfortable. Unfortunately, they're often very comfortable with petty theft. Heroes Guild, an international organization of professional adventurers who specialize in monster slaying, treasure acquisition, hostage retrieval, and more, the Heroes Guild is among the largest and most powerful organizations on Arth. Its wealth rivals many small countries and city-states of the Friedlands. High Magic. The elemental energy woven through the universe, High Magic is called the Great Weave, and is divided into two distinct orders, Solomancy and Noctomancy, although some also dabble in the abomination that is the now-defunct order of Omnimancy. Human. You know, humans. Originally mixed-race men, the first humans were children of gnomes and elves and Sten. In time, they became so common that they married among themselves and spread throughout Arth. Now they are the most populous race of man, outnumbering all of the old races combined. Kobold. Kobolds are a diminutive breed of demi-knoll, standing just below a man's knee in height. They have big eyes, a short muzzle, thin limbs, and a severe case of small dog syndrome. Lawyer Monks of Odd-Chul. A reclusive sect of monks who believe that discipline, law, and study represent a non-exclusive method to obtain enlightenment, with no guarantee of enlightenment or of any other goods and services made by said monks. Lizardman. One of the monstrous races, lizardmen are small bipedal lizards that are surprisingly social given their reptilian origins. Leviathan. A legendary sea monster said to be born of the ultimate evil. Low Magic. The oldest laws of the universe, the rules of life and death, love and hatred, blood and bone. Mankind, man, races of man. Legends say the Creator made the four races of man, the dwarves, elves, gnomes, and Sten, to make Arth more interesting, and has regretted it ever since. Manon, malice incarnate, the ancient foe of the Creator deceived mankind, created the Shadowkin, and even corrupted some of the gods in ages past. Depending on the temple one visits, it is said that Manon is either dead, in hiding, or a little bit of him lives in all of our hearts. Magic, the essential forces of the universe as understood by those who fiddle with them. Magic is divided into high and low magic. Mage, a person able to see and weave high magic, usually through years of dedicated study and social isolation. Mercenary, killers for hire. Specifically, mercenaries are the killers for hire that are not professional heroes. Assassins, soldiers, thugs, goons, they all fall under the general headline of mercenary. While more common than professional heroes, mercenaries are less regulated. With some assassins and thugs aside, they're generally thought to be weaker as well. Monstrous races. Humanoids bred for various combat roles by Manon and Noros to fight in the War of Betrayal, the monstrous races are distinguished from Shadowkin in that they didn't descend from the races of man. Naga. A race of Shadowkin with serpentine traits, Naga were once Clan Nagata, the Iron Gnomes. They resemble green-skinned, scaled men and women from the waist up, but their lower halves are those of serpents. Necromancer. While all Noctomancers can touch the shadowy side of high magic that binds the dead, the word necromancer is reserved for those who have created the undead for nefarious purposes. Noctomancer. A member of the second order of mages, the Order of the Moon. Noctomancers are humans and gnomes that can weave the elements of air, earth, and shadow. Noros. Once the gnomish god of dreams, Noros became Manon's greatest lieutenant. Orc. A race of Shadowkin, orcs were once elves that sided with Manon. Hulking, bucket-jawed, green-skinned barbarians, orcs have a war-torn history and a legacy of brutality. Order of the Moon, see Noctomancer. Order of the Sun, see Solomancer. Owlverine, all the deadly ferocity of an owlbear packed into a beast no bigger than an owl hound. Ogre, one of the monstrous races, ogres are like clubs. Big, simple, and made for violence. Rank, Heroes Guild. There's no way to measure the value of a life, except the life of a professional hero, in which case their rank is an effective metric. As a hero attains ranks in different classes by killing things, it's essentially a measure of how deadly, and therefore how valuable, a hero is. Skarg. A vaguely humanoid bat-like creature, the origins of Skargs are unknown. Some say they're naturally occurring monsters, while others say Skargs are a monstrous race, or a gremlin experiment gone wrong. They come in many varieties and breeds, most of which are more annoying than threatening to a professional hero. Scribkin. The gnomes of Clan Tinkrin, or Scribkin, stand half as tall as most humans, with stocky builds, bulbous noses, and thick bushy hair. Industrious and curious, Scribkin are Arth's most innovative inventors, enchanters, and engineers. Shadowkin. Legends hold that by the Third Age, many of Arth's people followed Manon, or the gods loyal to him. Before launching the War of Betrayal, Manon and Noros corrupted these lost people into more aggressive, poetically ironic shadows of their former selves. Slaw. Imagine a gnome-sized frog walking on its haunches. Now imagine it has a foul temperament and a fouler order. Now you know why almost everybody hates Slaw. Technically, their Shadowkin descended from the gnomes of Clan Slawin, but other Shadowkin are loath to admit as much. Solomancer, a member of the First Order of Mages, the Order of the Sun. Solomancers are humans and elves that can weave the elements of fire, water, and light. Sten, the Great Traders. Legends say that members of the fourth race of man were long considered aloof and enigmatic before they followed the traitor god Al-Thaddon and colluded with Manon. Gray-skinned, as tall as elves and as broad as dwarves, Sten were masters of low magic. The Agekeepers confirm that they were wiped out in the War of Betrayal. Tandos, the elven god of war and glory, Tandos is the greatest son of Al-Thaddon and Almatra. It was he who finally struck down his traitorous father, and it was Tandos' servants who defeated the Sten. Today, he rules over the Pantheon as the divine regent in the place of his mother, who is unfit for rule. Tinderkin. The gnomes of Clan Cadron, Tinderkin are taller than any other gnomes, standing a little taller than even a dwarf. They are lithe, graceful figures with sharp, slender features. Tinderkin are nomadic, traveling in small familial bands. They take their name from the fires they build for nightly gatherings, which are often elaborate visual spectacles. Troll. Trolls are massive, ape-like shadowkin, the corrupted remnants of the now-extinct Sten. A troll is gray-skinned, with a flat, broad-nostrilled face and a shaggy coat of thick fur. They have peerless regenerative abilities, shrugging off mortal blows or regrowing limbs within minutes. Originally bred for war and killing, they are good for little else. Wizard, a title given to male mages. Its counterpart, witch, fell into disuse during the Age of Darkness. Windspar, the mighty mountain that Andoran is set inside, is riddled with caves, tunnels, dungeons, and similar dark places for monstrous horrors to lurk. Wyvern, a variety of drake with leathery wings instead of forelegs, much akin to a bat, and a barbed, venomous tail, much akin to a scorpion. It is every bit as unpleasant as it sounds.